This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This weekend, the Sangre de Cristo Chorale says farewell to its music director of the past 8 years, Dr. Doyle Preheim, with a special program in Santa Fe and Los Alamos, a chamber version of Brahms' Great German Requiem, scored for 50 voices, two soloists, and piano accompaniment. And Doyle Preheim is with us this morning at KUNM for a preview. Doyle, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. It was your choice to end your time with the chorale with this work by Brahms, the Requiem, in part because of the texts that Brahms chose for the work.
Yes, indeed. Brahms, I'm sure, was inspired to consider writing a Requiem by the death of his close friend, Robert Schumann, and then later his own mother, Christiane, who died after the first six movements of the Requiem were written. His own grieving, perhaps, led him to think about writing a work that would be a comfort to those who remain, rather than a prayer for the salvation of those who have been gone.
Right.
Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So, you know, the first sentence of the Requiem is a comforting one. So, yes, that was part of my motivation, related somewhat to the experience I've had with my own mother and this particular work. She passed away in 1998, and also the passing of a good friend and colleague, Charlotte Stegman. She performed the solo, Ye Now Are Sorrowful, with a turban on her head, and she was seated on a stool because she was suffering from cancer. Hmm. I was doing the baritone solos, and she was doing the soprano solos in a performance with the Toledo Symphony. And 5 weeks after that performance, Charlotte died, and we buried her. So my choice of the Requiem and my own comfort, which I find through the text and the music, led me to choose this as kind of my last work.
So it's a very important work for your career.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Tell us about the version of Brahms' Requiem that you're going to perform this weekend.
Well, clearly, we always have a choice to make. Do we do this as Brahms intended, perhaps with a choir of 120 and a full orchestra? I chose another option. I think of it as a chamber performance because we are a choir of only 50 members. With piano accompaniment, the choir can balance the piano very nicely. It's a slightly different approach to the work. One can pay more attention to dynamics and balance and detail and phrasing and nuance. When you're singing it against a full orchestra, very often the singer's first concern is, will they hear me? That will not be the case in our performance. So there was this practical consideration of cost, but also an artistic one, thinking that one can do a very moving and meaningful, viable performance with smaller forces.
Right. And you made the decision to perform it in English.
We did make the decision to perform it in English. That is also maybe a bit controversial, but why did Brahms write it in German in the first place? He says, so that the people in the audience can understand the text.
Right, rather than Latin.
Rather than Latin. Mm-hmm. And so we're singing it in Santa Fe in the 21st century. Let's do it in the language of the people.
Doyle Preheim leads the 50 members of the Sangre de Cristo Chorale in a performance of Brahms' Requiem, Saturday night at 7 at the United Church of Los Alamos on Canyon Road, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Santa Maria de la Paz Church on College Avenue in Santa Fe. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance at ticketssantafe.org. We wish you well in your retirement, Doyle.
Thank you so much, Spencer, and thank you for having me on the program.
It's my pleasure. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.